Good morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Gilbert, the president of Carpet One. John, how you doing?
I'm doing real well, Kemp. Thanks for asking. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, I know it. And I wasn't able to be with you face-to-face. This is the week of the beginning of the year, the winter market. You've been at CCA Global for a little over a year, but it's been a year since you've been in the saddle. And most people know that you've got a background in brand building and the restaurant chain business. That was a big, long career for you. And you bring a fresh perspective on the flooring business, right?
I sure do. I am as enthusiastic as I was a year ago about being here. I love working with Carpet One members. You know, I always enjoy learning new things, and clearly from my background, this is all new to me. So I'm still eyes wide open and taking it all in and trying to do the best I can to keep up with all the changes and things going on in the industry.
Well, a guy like you that's got the background you do, I know you bring some new disciplines to the business. So first, let me just start out. How have the Carpet One members done in 2019?
It was not as strong as 2018, which was a terrific year. And, you know, overall, I don't think we're as satisfied as we were in 18, but in a solid place in most cases.
Yeah. Well, you know, I talked to a lot of people in the business. You know, this has been a little bit of a head scratcher because while the stock market and the economy have done fairly well, I mean, we did start the year with a shutdown of the government. The consumer never really showed up to buy flooring this year. So, you know, our take right now, of course, it's preliminary, is that it's a possibility the flooring business didn't even do as well as GDP in 2019, which is a first in a long time. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. You know, when consumers have some uncertainty, and certainly with the administration kind of bouncing back and forth on the tariffs and other things, I think that probably had a suppressing effect on big purchases like flooring, for sure.
Right.
So, you know, what we're hearing today from the administration is a lot of optimism or a lot of easing of some of those concerns. So that might be very beneficial for us.
That's right. And I think the good news as we move into 2020 is that we have had a little bit of a down cycle, and yet we haven't had a true, you know, two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. And so, you know, we might see a turnaround here and some growth from there. And so we cycled through a dip without going negative. So that's the good news.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think it's good to look at things like that. Yeah. I think to be an effective leader, you have to be an optimist.
All right, so with most of your members, is the big growth story for 19 primarily centered on LVT?
Yeah, I think from a product category standpoint, that's certainly the fastest growing. It's not the biggest, and you know, we've seen some resilience in the soft surface area as well. Uh-huh. So I still look at that. You know, our market share is strong in soft surfaces. We're probably the industry leader from an expertise standpoint. I think we're doing a better job as a marketing entity in identifying the consumer needs for soft surfaces. And so I'm optimistic about that as well. I do think that in the hard surfaces area, certainly the LVT, LVP products are really exciting, and the innovation continues to be terrific. I don't think we've done a terrific job as an industry in kind of getting that innovation news out in front of consumers when they're most likely to purchase the product. So that's a big initiative for us going forward.
All right. So you say carpet's holding its own. I'm not surprised, especially with an organization that calls itself Carpet One Floor and Home.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. As you look back on 19, are there any major wins that you'd like to call out within Carpet One?
I think, you know, a couple of things that, you know, I shared with the members, and you and I talked about it last year, and I continue to believe it, that this is a very good time to be an independent local specialist. I believe that. That's one of the reasons I joined. Well, I actually came out of retirement to go back to work. You know, in my prior career running large restaurant chains, I was just tired of being disrupted by the local independents. And so I spent a lot of time in that part of my career trying to figure out what it is they had over us as a national chain. And they had a lot of things. And I think those things carry to this industry as well. I mean, local reputation, connections and ties with the community, leadership within the local community, the ability to specialize on a very specific product, in our case flooring, those are all attributes that will serve us well as consumers continue to shift en masse, and it's not just the millennials, it's everyone, to easier ways of buying things. Reliance on reputation and ratings is much more important now than it ever was. Why? Because it's so easy to check them. I just feel like we're well positioned. Now, this isn't an advocacy for sitting back and waiting for good things to happen to us. I think it's critical that we own our own journey, and that's the big theme of our convention this week, is owning the customer's journey requires that we understand the customer's journey, and it's not one journey. Every customer has their own journey. But by doing that, by owning that journey, we, in essence, at the member level, own our own journey, which is really the goal here, is to put our members in control of their destinies. We clearly have a leadership position as it relates to sort of the digital marketing within the category. We know just from observation that there are many folks who are trying to either emulate or replicate our success and our initiatives, and I think that positions us really well. Things change constantly in the digital space, so it's important to be kind of in a leadership position.
Being a branding expert like you, I'm thinking that you've probably done some research over the course of this past year. Have there been any new discoveries or revelations that you've uncovered from that?
First of all, customers want to shop how they want to shop.
Right.
So the idea that somebody's going to pack the kids up in the station wagon and drive over to the flooring store to have a 45-minute chat with a sales pro before they start to think about or contemplate purchasing flooring, that's just not happening. Consumers now are using, you know, the digital tools and techniques to make their flooring purchase journey simpler for them. You know, when I say they, it's really we as consumers want everything on our terms. So, you know, we've got two earner households out there with mom and dad not being able to get out and shop for flooring until maybe Sunday afternoon. And, you know, that's not the thing that they're going to do when they have free time on Sunday afternoon.
Right.
So we have to be able to accommodate our customers' wants, needs, beliefs when they want us to. So that might be 10 o'clock at night. That might be 3 in the morning. That came across loud and clear in our research.
You know, if you know the history of Carpet One, you know that when Howard and Allen first came up with the concept, it was to overcome the threat from the home centers. You just have,
right.
You just have to sit and listen to hear what the home centers are doing. I mean, they're omni-channel. They want to impact the consumer on the Internet and just have them stop by the store and pick it up. I guess
yep.
You have to look at that and react to it, don't you?
Well, you do. And then, you know, look at what Home Depot's doing with home delivery now. That's a big commitment and a big investment. Walmart's doing some of the same things. I mean, they're competing more with Amazon. You know, I think the marketplace dynamics will continue to shift in ways that we might be able to understand but can't predict. I do think that there's probably going to be a widening gulf between those consumers who are comfortable with a flooring purchase as part of a Home Depot experience and those consumers who want a higher touch, more intimate, more local, specialized experience. And I'm completely comfortable with our share being more robust going forward than it has been in the past. I don't think there's anything in the consumer dynamic that immediately presents a robust threat to our ability to work with customers at the local level to satisfy flooring needs. I think we're in a good spot.
What do you think some of the biggest challenges your members are facing?
One is our aggregation and use of our own purchase data, so our sort of POS data, understanding and extracting insights from our own data is a huge opportunity for us. We've got 600 independent flooring retailers, and my job is to make them be more of who they want to be on an individual basis, and I'm dead set on doing that.
Is installation a big challenge, finding good labor for installation?
Yeah, it is. We're not just competing against maybe other trades for labor, we're competing against every industry for labor. The installation story, it's an American success story. You can start your own business and work your own hours and create your own net worth around a business that you own and operate. There are tens of thousands of back-of-house restaurant employees that have to work nights and weekends that, you know, maybe make $45,000 or $50,000 a year, and I'm convinced if I could do a good job of explaining to those folks that the opportunity for installation, to not work nights and weekends, to build a business that has equity, you know, that's a pretty good story. Are we capable of competing against the plumbing or electrical trades? I'm not sure, but are we capable of competing against back-of-house restaurant jobs? I think we are.
That's interesting. About to run out of time. Just curious, you and Rick and Howard, what your feelings are about what we're going to see in 2020.
Pretty robust. I mean, I've never been very good at predicting the future. If I was, I'd probably be retired in some ski chalet in Aspen. But I feel good about our members' mindset. I feel good about our resources. I feel good about our team. I feel good about our strategic leadership. So all of the pieces are in place. It really just comes down to execution.
All right. John, again, been talking to John Gilbert, the president of Carpet One, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.